Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together as we listen closely to the voice of God. Our Heavenly Father, may Your voice speak peace to us now in the midst of these very challenging times. Challenging times in our hearts, our nation, and the world. My prayer, Father, is that the power of Your voice may give us confidence that You are God and nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for You. Help us to hear Your still, small voice when the storms of this life are screaming for our attention. And help us to hear your mighty voice as the sound of a thousand waterfalls when we need to be reminded of your strength. And Lord, when we need the reminder that you are the creator of the earth, let us hear your voice in the crack of thunder. And Lord, when we fail you and fall into sin, help us to hear your voice in the sound of the rain as we think of that very first rainbow, a promise from you, a reminder of your salvation and sign of your amazing grace. Lord, once again, help us to have ears to hear your voice during this hour, a call to worship.
Speak to me from heaven above. Fill thou my soul that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest wind. Dear Lord, oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray, let the flood tide of thy glory like a mighty sea sweep o'er me while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy name. From Calvary, where thou, O Christ, didst shed thy blood for me, in agony, speak of thy undying mercy to me. There precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love, burn out the dross with fire from above.
your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering.
Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end, to the end.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
This is Call to Worship. Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship as we learn about the voice of God. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this program, then I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. For your convenience, I'll repeat that address at the end of today's program. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you right there on your computer, and allows you to hear the ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your area. You'll also find a list of songs on the website for each program, a playlist. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. When you log on to Facebook, simply search for Call to Worship. I'm glad that you've joined us today. Thank you. This is your call to worship.
Perilous times, we're praying for peace. We're looking for answers, but the answers will not be found on the Senate floor in the House of Representatives. It's only in the Most High God. We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word. The Lord, will remove all doubt and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Speak, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord. We speak, Lord. When you speak, Lord, everything will be all right. When you speak, Lord, there will be peace. Yes, there will. Whoa.
The spoken words of God are powerful. His voice of instruction is vital to our ability to know His will and His ways. Let's listen to commentary from the Bible regarding the voice of God. John 1:1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the very expression, the voice that communicates the Word of God. His voice can strike awe and fear in people as when the Israelites get to hear the voice of God for the first time. The account found in Exodus 19. All of Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in the form of fire. The smoke billowed into the sky like smoke from a brick kiln, and the whole mountain shook violently as the blast of the ram's horn grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and God thundered his reply. The Lord came down on the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses climbed the mountain. At this point, God spoke the Ten Commandments to the people. When the people heard the thunder and the loud blast of the ram's horn, and when they saw the flashes of lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance, trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but don't let God speak directly to us, or we will die." We hear the voice of God in the words of Jesus. "No man ever spoke like this man," says John 7:46. In Luke 4, all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. In Matthew 7, he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. In Colossians 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Ephesians 6, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Hebrews 4, the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. In 1 Kings chapter 19, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper, a still, small voice. Ezekiel 1, verse 24, "As they flew, their wings sounded to me like waves crashing against the shore, or like the voice of the Almighty, or like the shouting of a mighty army." Ezekiel 10, "The moving wings of the cherubim sounded like the voice of God Almighty and could be heard even in the outer courtyard." John chapter 12, verse 28. "Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. Acts chapter 7. When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight. As he went to take a closer look, the voice of the Lord called out to him, I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses shook with terror and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. Acts 9. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men with Saul stood speechless, for they had heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. John 5:25-29. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son. And he has given him authority to judge everyone because he is the Son of Man. Don't be so surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son, and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to experience eternal life, and those who have continued in evil will rise to experience judgment. Folks, when the trials and temptations of this world are overwhelming and you're discouraged by the works of darkness taking place every day and all around the world, trust in God. Listen to His voice. You can trust in the name of our God.
Trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God.
In the name of our God.
We will trust in the name of our God.
Trust in the name of our God. Some may
Our call to worship topic this hour has been the voice of God. Thank you for listening. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And as this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week, Lord willing. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
As the evening draws near, the storm clouds have gathered and the shadows are gone. When all hope has faded, replace now with fear. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His word. When troubles grow deeper and the desert is dry, and our hearts are so broken that we can't even cry, when our faith is wounded, our joy is gone. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His word.
His word.
We can depend on His word.
We can depend.